T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. A couple of dozen homeless people are living in a tent city on state property along the Dan Ryan Expressway, and they say they're not going to allow authorities to kick them out. The story from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
The residents of the camp here along the Dan Ryan at Roosevelt Road stood in front of a sign reading, "Give us a home or leave us alone." A man who goes by the name Jamaica has been living here for years.
We want to send a message to the governor and the mayor, because what they're trying to do is not fair. It's the right for every American citizen for housing. Leave us alone. If they can't help us, we are not going to move from this land. We will fight with the people till the end.
Behind him, a few tents, a lot of garbage, and a smell we won't attempt to describe. Signs posted by the Illinois Department of Transportation say they have to be out by 7 a.m. next Monday for a project that will last about 5 weeks. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Under public pressure from aldermen, state lawmakers, and county officials, Mayor Lightfoot says nothing has been decided about when some Chicago students may return to the classroom.
More than 40 aldermen, legislators, and county commissioners wrote Mayor Lightfoot asking that Chicago Public Schools improve remote learning and safety measures at schools before bringing kids back to the buildings. CPS last week announced plans to phase in-person instruction, starting with the youngest children and special ed students. Mayor Lightfoot says younger students and those with special needs haven't done as well as others with online lessons, despite best efforts.
What CPS announced on Friday was the start of a re-engagement process with parents, with students, with people in the school community, from building principals and staffs, and of course, teachers. So no definitive decision has been made.
She notes that other schools that have opened their classrooms, like Catholic schools and some charter schools, have not appeared to spread COVID. Craig Dullamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
High school athletes should know next week whether they're going to get a chance to play winter sports in Illinois.
The head of the Illinois High School Association says the IHSA board will meet next week to vote on whether to go ahead with winter sports starting November 16th. Before that can happen, though, the IHSA needs to get word from the Illinois Public Health Department that the IHSA's COVID safety plans are adequate. Executive Director Craig Anderson says the IHSA expects to have a response from public health officials and final recommendations by next Monday. Winter sports include basketball, girls' gymnastics, cheerleading, boys' swimming and diving, bowling, and dance. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.